Joining me now from Lower Manhattan near Wall Street is Harrison Schultz, one of the organizers of the Occupy Wall Street. Harrison, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Reverend. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Tell us a little about the movement that's going on in Wall Street.
The movement down here is incredibly exciting. It's incredibly exhilarating. And honestly, my opinion as a professional sociologist, I think that this is the beginning of a revolution in this country.
A revolution going toward what? What are the goals? I see an excitement. I really love the way that there's been discipline and nonviolence, except on the other side. But what are the goals? When you say a revolution, where are you taking this?
The fact that we don't have a coherent set of goals is what the media has been blasting us the most for. But the fact of the matter is that the problems in this country, that this country is going through, are very complicated. And so the discussion that we're having isn't simple. It's a very complicated discussion as well. Democracy takes time, and the conversations that we're having are the conversations that leaders in politics and economics and in the media should be having, but really aren't. So we have to do it ourselves.
So really, you're showing the discontent and trying to force the conversation to have a realistic dialogue about what ought to be the real priorities and the real solutions in this country.
Yes, the best way to look at Occupy Wall Street, in my opinion, is to think of it as a conversation, a big conversation that needs to be had, that the media and that our leaders just aren't having.
Now,
and we're getting into trouble for having these conversations with the NYPD.
Now, I notice you've had people from all walks of life, all racial backgrounds, but do all of the elements there that are involved from different parts of society, do they all want the same thing? Do they want different things? It's about having a conversation so everyone can discuss what it is they want?
The thing that we all want, the thing that we all agree on, in my opinion, and I can only speak from my perspective,
yes, I understand,
is that we're all here for change. We all want something different. We all want something better. As far as the specifics, as far as how we go about doing that, we don't know yet. Part of the problem, part of the issue is that a lot of the people that are here are in fact anarchists, are in fact revolutionaries, and putting a revolutionary change into political terms is very difficult to do because we're trying to get away from all the problems and we don't really want to fix them. It's revolution, not reform.
Harrison Schultz of the Occupy Wall Street Movement, thanks for coming on the show tonight, and we'll be seeing you. Let me say this to a lot of people that have watched this. It's easy to dismiss movements. It's easy to say, I don't understand the purpose, I don't understand the point. The point is there's a lot of discontent. Even if people don't know, as he says, what their formula is to make things right, they do know things are wrong. There's something wrong when we see rampant unemployment, yet we want to protect tax loopholes for the rich. When we see people being put off of roles that are children, when we see poverty higher than it's been. There are those that will respond different ways. We're marching in Washington on October 15th. They're all over the country with Occupation Wall Street. Labor is moving. The real point is that change must come. And the only thing that is clear is sitting down doing nothing has gotten us where we are. We cannot have, as Martin Luther King said, the paralysis of analysis. We must move.